Dawson Carr, curator at the National Gallery.
This is a painting about the eternal conflict between good and evil. Here we have the Archangel Michael slaying the devil, this wonderful kind of composite beast, part dragon. There are bird aspects to him, and even a snake crawling out of his belly. The artist has used every bit of his imagination to come up with this wild, mystical beast. The battle that is at the heart of this scene is presented with great flourish. Michael has his arm raised with his sword about to come down, and his marvelous cape is fluttering in the wind and picking up the details of its fine lining and the gold brocade outside. The devil in terror, his mouth open wide, his tongue wagging, knowing that he's about to meet his end. The artist has lavished immense detail on every centimeter of this composition. We even see reflected in the breastplate of St. Michael's armor the towers of the City of God, indicating that this is not taking place in the real world, but in the world of heaven. Irregardless of one's background, when one stands before an image like this, it's a bit intimidating. And I would think that almost all who gaze upon it in the streets, unfamiliar with the tradition, would be fascinated, particularly by the representation of the devil. We have great imaginations, and this essentially is the special effects of its time. This would have made vividly real this heavenly battle for those who prayed before it.